This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. So big day for New Hampshire and the Libertarian Party's history, I would say.
Yes.
Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. You and I were both present for this historic moment. Daryl?
Yes, and I was kind of required to be present as the chairman of the state party.
Yep, I was not required to be there, but this was a big deal, so I definitely wanted to be there. And so we took the trip up early this morning to Concord, New Hampshire, where you and a few other folks were scheduled to have a press conference.
Yes.
And had a decent turnout, I would say, not as far as press were concerned. But I think there was at least one reporter there that I recognized. I could be wrong about that, but it was nice to see, you know, Libertarian supporters turning out.
Correct.
For this particular press conference.
And then there were just, because this press conference was outside of the State House, there were just passers-by that I noticed stop for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And then wander on.
That was, I think, a good choice, because the last press conference y'all did where Caleb Dyer, who was a Republican who switched to Libertarian and made, you know, history as the first person to do that in New Hampshire in 20 years, basically.
Correct.
The first sitting office holder to do that. He's currently, until today, was the only sitting state representative who is a Libertarian Party member.
Correct.
So that was a big deal. But you held that one in the, what they call the Legislative Office Building. Now, it was wintertime, so probably was the
And there
the
was also
choice.
A snowstorm,
yeah.
And, you know, the weather wasn't the greatest.
So, yeah, holding that one outside would have been impossible. But given this time, you had the choice
Correct.
Between one or the other. I think it was a good move to be outside because not only could people walk by who would normally not walk into the State House, but also it was very nice. It was very beautiful
yes.
out today, so it was a perfect opportunity for it. And do you want to say what the historic moment was? Because a lot of the people who showed up today, I don't think really even knew what was going to happen. They just you invited them. You said, this is a really important press conference, but
right.
I can't
and
tell you
exactly. There were some rumors
yeah.
floating around of the what, and the what was a state representative joining the Libertarian Party, thus giving the New Hampshire General Court a Libertarian caucus for the first time in over 20 years.
Wow.
The who, and this is very important.
The only Libertarian caucus that I know of anywhere in the United States.
Correct.
Right.
And only the third time ever that there has been a Libertarian caucus in a state legislature.
New Hampshire being one of
two
them.
Of those three occasions.
Yep. Okay. What was the third?
Alaska.
Okay.
Had a pair of Libertarian state reps in the
90s?
Late 80s, early
80s.
90s.
Okay.
Late 80s, early 90s,
All
I
right.
believe. So for only the second time ever in the history of the party, a sitting Democratic state rep joined the Libertarian Party.
Just to be clear, in the history of the entire national party?
In the entire history, actually the entire history of the world,
yeah.
there have only been two state representatives who were elected as members of the Democratic Party who joined the Libertarian Party.
And they were both in New Hampshire.
Both in New Hampshire. One in 2000, the now late Steve Valancourt.
Yep, he just passed away.
A couple months ago, he joined the Libertarian Party in 2000 and was then elected as a Libertarian.
Right, right.
So he,
which is the big thing that people's
right.
that there's a bunch of people who will down and attack people in the Liberty Movement who will
right.
attack other people in the Liberty Movement for joining the Libertarian Party, especially these state reps who are making the flip. They'll say, "You'll never win a re-election. That's impossible," or whatever, and it's
right.
totally
and
possible.
Well, back in the 90s, there were numerous state reps elected as libertarians. Well, that's different because, and then they come up with all of these reasons why it's different. And this also, by having someone who was a member of the Democratic Party join the Libertarian Party, it also proves that libertarians come from all sides of the political spectrum.
Yeah, that's what I really thought was the most important point about today, is that beyond all the historic factors, and those are cool.
And let me just make one more point about this Libertarian caucus. It's the youngest political caucus in the country, if not the entire world. The average age of members of the Libertarian House Caucus, 21.
And they both just turned 21.
They both just turned 21 a couple of days ago.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of symbolic in the way that you described, where you've got a Republican who's, you know, Caleb, who flipped like 3 months ago, and now you've got a Democrat, Joe Stalkop, or yes. Joseph, is what he prefers to be called, Joseph Stalkop, who is a from Keene. He's a Keene state state representative, and he's a college student here in town, originally from Connecticut. But to have that kind of, I think that breaks the mythology, this pervasive nonsense that libertarians are just Republicans who smoke pot, or that, you know, they're more conservative than anything else, and it's not true.
And after the press conference today, we all went out for lunch. You know, all the people that were part of the press conference.
We went to a Liberty-owned bar.
Went to a Liberty-owned bar, and we had, you know, drinks, lunch, and we're chatting. And you had taken off because you had some business that you had to attend to.
Yeah, I had some errands to run.
And Representative Stalkup was saying that he's a poli-sci major. Mm-hmm. And he has been taught in college that libertarians are on the right, and that, you know, the socialists are all the way on the left.
Wow.
That, you know, that's Rand so Paul, the libertarian, is all the way on the far right. And, well, no.
Rand Paul's not a libertarian.
Well, yeah, we had the discussion about that. Plus, you know, there's this prevailing myth that libertarians are Republicans that like weed.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a Republican who likes weed, but that doesn't make you a libertarian.
That doesn't make you a libertarian. Being fiscally conservative and socially liberal doesn't make you a libertarian.
What does make you a libertarian?
What makes you a libertarian is abiding by the underlining principle of libertarianism, which is the non-aggression principle, that you do not believe in the initiation of force for political or social goals. And then you spread that out, you know, across whatever the issue is, and then you figure out what's the answer to fill-in-the-blank issue. Well, it's not to initiate force for political or social goals.
Right.
I think everybody should eat chicken. Okay, then you educate people about why they should eat chicken. You don't pass a law, you know, prohibiting the eating of beef and pork.
It's not a complicated belief system. It's very simple, very easy to understand. But a lot of people in politics are scared to death of doing what Joseph and Caleb, the Democrat and Republican sitting state reps, have done so far. And maybe it's because they're so young and, you know, they don't know any better. You know, they don't know what's good for them.
But we need more young people that don't know any better.
Yeah, I'm joking, of course. I think it's, you know, heroic what they've done. But I was, you know, speaking from the perspective of their elders in the state house, who, you know, they have, there's a way you do things, boys, and you gotta follow what the, you know, the party says. You gotta, you know, do what we tell you to do. And he was saying he was just getting told to go vote on things in his speech today. He was saying he was getting told to vote on things that he didn't even know what they were.
Vote from your conscience.
Right.
As long as your conscience is what we have written on this piece of paper.
Yeah.
And if you disagree with what we have written on this piece of paper, then, well, son, your conscience is wrong. They won't say, you know, like, this is the party position. If they say, vote your conscience, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, here's the right way to vote.
Yeah, so needless to say, the old party establishments are none too happy about these defections to the Libertarian Party. And there have apparently been a couple other folks who, from the Democrats, have just simply changed from Democrat to, like, undeclared or independent. They went to Republican.
Two of them went Republican.
I heard that some were going
I've heard there might be one or two that go independent.
There's more coming up here, 855, 453. We can tell you a little bit more about today's history-making press conference. This is Free Talk Live. You can comment.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We're talking about the historic day today in New Hampshire. Historic for not only the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, but the National Libertarian Party, the Libertarian Movement. We now have two sitting state representatives who have flipped from their original party, one a Republican, one a Democrat. No more. They have flipped to the Libertarian Party. And this isn't the first time this has happened in the history of the United States, but it's the first time that something like this has happened in close to 20 years, basically.
Correct. It's the first time that there's been a Libertarian caucus in a legislature in over 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing, and I'm so happy to see it finally happening here, and ultimately, I think you and Roger Paxton and the rest of the board over there at the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire had a lot to, you know, take credit for, whether you will or not, but ultimately this party was kind of in shambles before you guys arrived, and you guys are principled, liberty-loving folks who took over and really breathed some new life into this party. I mean, I had no interest in the Libertarian Party before this. And then as soon as you took it over, I'm like, okay, there's a good chance things are going to change here. And they did. And you guys have done an incredible job, and you know, kudos to whatever end that you had involved in this. I know it was a group effort to bring Representative Joseph Stahlkopf on board from the Democratic Party today. And it is also worth pointing out again that he's from Keene, which I think is just one of the most fun parts of
I think you get some credit on this as well, by lending him a copy of Healing Our World.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Democrat, right? Or was a Democrat originally, somebody who thought that maybe he fit best in with the Democrats, even though he didn't really, because he thinks for himself, and, you know, they don't want that. They don't want him thinking for himself. And I thought, well, you know, Mary Ruart's Healing Our World is, to me, the best book about liberty that you can hand to somebody who's coming from the left. And it's because that there's a real understanding of compassion on her part in that book, and that's really what the whole book is about. It's about how libertarianism, the understanding and respecting of the non-aggression principle that you described earlier, the idea that you shouldn't use aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals, is not only, you know, good for, you know, not paying taxes, which like a conservative would understand and like, but it's also good for all kinds of things that, you know, for those that want to help others. So feeding the poor and the hungry, taking care of sick people, helping endangered species, helping the environment. All of these things are done better when they're not done by the state, when they're done by voluntary, consensual initiatives in the marketplace.
Right. And then, you know, also
she proves it.
You have to look at the issues. And one of the things that she definitely touches on is how regulation adversely affects the poor.
Sure does. Keeps them away from opportunities which could help bring them out of poverty.
Right. And one thing, and I first learned about these hair braiding regulations from reading Healing Our World.
Yep.
And luckily now you're seeing a move to, and I know it sounds like, you know, a minor issue of, oh, we eliminated the regulations on hair braiding. But when you look at the wide range of people that are basically being told you're not allowed to do what you know how to do because you didn't go to cosmology school or cosmetology school, then, you know, it's really absurd, especially when you look and see that the cosmetology schools don't teach hair braiding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're finally changing that at some state governments.
Right.
New Hampshire is working on a bill for that this year.
Correct.
Anyway, big day. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. The video, I just literally walked in the door moments before we went on the air, so I haven't had any chance to ingest the video from today, but I did get full video. You spoke.
There was also a live stream, so there is video available.
Yeah.
It's, you know, camera, cell phone, live stream, so it's not the greatest, but there is something available right now online. I'll try to find the link posted on the Facebook and the Twitter for Free Talk Live.
We'll get the real video up at some later point, and then you'll have to be able to see people's facial expressions and, you know, things like that. But yeah, that'll be up later over at the Free Keen YouTube channel. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We'll start with Liberty Lobster. He is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Liberty Lobster.
Hey, guys, how are you tonight?
I'm just absolutely fantastic. I mean,
so you're now Liberty Lobster, not Liberty Lover, or is this a different
you
person?
You can thank James Whittakin. You called me Liberty
We're
Lobster.
Not going I kinda, to. Yeah. I know that. I don't think that's what he called you, but either way, go ahead with your call tonight.
I was talking to some family earlier, and we were watching a show called Cops. I'm sure you've heard of it. And then in the beginning, they always say, all suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Yep,
and I've never understood why they said that. Because if you're innocent until proven guilty, why are they holding you in the first place?
Because you've been accused of something, and we hold the accused.
Well,
in certain circumstances. In other circumstances, you're still accused, but we decide that we don't need to hold you.
Yeah. It's funny because I actually walked into the office of our congressman, Bill Johnson. He's right here in my city. I actually caught him before he left his office, and I spoke to him about this. And I actually had an idea for some legislation that when you are brought in, bond should not cost you a dime. You should be released until they can get you a court date.
What if you're an accused murderer?
I mean, what does that have? I mean,
what if you were caught in the act of police officer walks up to you, you know, jamming a knife into someone's skull?
If they actually saw you do that and they had a body cam to prove it, that would be an exception to the rule because they know you just murdered somebody.
So what you're saying is, let me see if I've got this clear. What you're saying is if a police detective who's gathering evidence, and we know that sometimes they get it wrong, but if an investigator is gathering evidence and they believe that they have evidence that somebody committed an actual violent crime, whether it's murder or rape or, you know, arson or, you know, whatever it is we're talking about, that they've got enough evidence that they can, you know, arrest you for it, you're saying that person shouldn't even, that there shouldn't even be such a thing as a bond and they should just be able to just, you know, skate until the court date?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
I think bond is just a way for them to make money.
No, it's a way for them to make money if the person skates on the court date. Do you understand how it works?
Yes, you are set a bond when you go to court, yeah. And somebody else pays it for you, or you pay it yourself, and if you don't show up to court, it has to be paid in full.
Well, generally it's paid in full in order to get you out in the first place. So
I thought bond was like 10% of whatever.
That's what you pay a bondsman, as I understand it, to post it for you.
Okay.
So
let me give an example here.
Yeah.
Let's just say that for whatever reason I wind up getting arrested, and they say bond for Daryl is $5,000. Then someone would need to take $5,000 down there.
That's correct.
For Daryl to be released.
The bonds, if you don't have $5,000,
yeah, that's
you
why
can
my
go to a bail
order is don't bail me out.
You can go to a bail bondsman and you can pay him 10%, and then he'll go and put up the full $5,000. And then if you skate out on the court date, then the bail bondsman sends a bounty hunter after you
and breaks your knees.
We're coming up here in moments. Stand by, Liberty Lobster. We can continue the discussion. It's Free Talk Live.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. The number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Daryl.
So we're going to go right back to your calls here, but I do want to let you know that healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. Of course, I didn't have to tell you that. You probably were already well aware of it because the government has screwed up the healthcare system. And they're not going to really be able to fix it. I mean, they may make a tweak here or there that might slightly improve a few things for a couple people, but you know, ultimately, it's going to be near impossible for the government to actually solve these problems because they're not willing to do what it actually takes, which of course would be to get out of the healthcare business entirely.
Right, because you know they're intertwined like a Gordian knot, and you can't just undo the Gordian knot. You have to cut it in twain.
Exactly, but they're not going to do that. Nobody's going to propose that. You know, Ron Paul's long gone, and nobody would have listened to him anyway. So in the meantime, you got to figure out your own healthcare situation, and you don't have to have insurance. Yeah, insurance can be great in that it helps treat sickness, but it doesn't give you anything for being healthy. And some would say that incentivizes illness instead of health. There is a free market healthcare company called HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You don't have to use insurance. You can go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They'll give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like, and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. And HIPAA has messed up the medical records so much that one doctor doesn't even know what the others are doing. You can go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. And by the way, they do support traditional integrative chiropractic acupuncture and massage. So go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the prices. We go back to... Okay, he's changed his name again here on Skype. He was Liberty Lobster. Now he is Lobstertarian, and you're on. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you've told us that you support the ending of bail, And I get where you're coming from, right? I mean, bail is an oppressive thing, especially when it's being used against somebody who's accused of a nonviolent crime, right?
Correct.
So if somebody gets pulled over, like our friend Ademo Freeman from CopBlock.org, gets pulled over with 26 pounds of marijuana in his car, there's going to be some bail set, likely, on that, especially given that he has a criminal record. And
yes.
Even though his record is that he goes to court and fights things and doesn't run, that still, you know, the kind of the way the system works is if somebody's got a record, they're more likely to have stringent or more stringent bail conditions.
Right.
So
if you've got outstanding warrants, more likely to wind up having stricter bail conditions. If one of those warrants is failure to appear,
yeah,
chances are they're going to hold you until your court date.
So, I get you. I understand why bail is perceived as a bad thing, because a lot of times it's used as a, you know, an abusive tactic. It's used in a way to harm an innocent person or a person who has never harmed another person. They're held in a cage until their court date, which makes it very hard for that person to prepare for court. So if you're in a cage, you don't have access to resources. You might have access to a shoddy law library at best in most cases.
Might.
And in some cases, probably not at all. So it just depends on the jail that you're in and what state and all that. So I totally get it. I totally get the desire for bail reform. But the intention behind bail, you know, like a lot of things in the political realm, I don't think the intention was necessarily bad. The intention was, oh, you know, we've got ourselves a violent criminal here. This is a, you know, potential murderer or rapist or whoever it is that we're talking about, if it's an actual crime that this person's been accused with, you're going to have a tough time convincing anyone, lobstertarian, you're going to have a tough time convincing them that, oh yeah, just go right ahead and let that accused rapist and murderer right back out there on the streets. Sure, he'll show right up for that trial that you've got scheduled in 2 months. I mean, come on, really?
Well, I can address that. First of all, yeah. you can just call me Stefan. It really doesn't matter what the Skype name is. I change it all the time.
Gotcha.
But second, a lot of the time, people that do commit murders are allowed to have bail. It's just some ridiculously obscene amount, and they are on conditions that they can't go near anybody that they may have assaulted in the past. And those are some of the stipulations that are set.
Right, and but one of the reasons that, you know, bail is set for some of these people of $5 million is because the law says that you can't hold someone without bail. So they have to set some kind of number. They just choose a number that they know the person or they believe the person will be unable to come up with.
Correct.
Well, I believe that recently there was a person in San Francisco that managed to pay a $35 million bail. Recently.
Okay, and did they skip bail?
Did they go to court?
No, did they skip out on court?
Yeah, they did.
They literally posted $35 million and then they didn't go to court.
I don't know when the court date is. I had just heard that this woman, let me see here.
Okay.
Her name was Tiffany Lee. Did post the $35 million bail after she planned to kill her ex-boyfriend. I don't actually think she's gone to court yet.
I gotcha. So again, the idea behind these large bail numbers is if they can post them, then the suggestion is that there are likely, it's unlikely that the average person is going to be able to, you know, fling $5 million into the court system or $35 million or whatever it was. So that's going to keep most people behind bars. But for somebody who's not, or for somebody who's able to, you know, fund that kind of level of bail, then they're going to have a whole lot of pressure on them to make sure they go to court. And that's kind of the idea there is that, oh, you've had your parents mortgage their house. There's, you know, some bail bondsman who you hired at, if it was, you know, $5 million bail, then he paid $500,000. Or no, he paid the full $5 million, excuse me, and you paid him $500,000. That's non-refundable, by the way. So, you know, a lot of people then have a stake in your whereabouts, if you're the accused person, to make sure that you're going to, you know, show up in court so they can get their money back.
And in this case, I've actually pulled up a story on it where Tiffany Lee wound up, some of her family from China has connections to wealthy business people. They raised $4 million cash, pledged $62 million in San Francisco Bay Area property to cover her bail. The district attorney wanted bail set at $100 million, saying, quote, wow. If convicted, she faces the rest of her life in prison. That's plenty enough incentive to flee back to China. So their concerns here was this woman with a wealthy family, she mm-hmm. might just wind up going back to China instead of facing trial here. So let's set it really, really high. And the judge set it at a number where he didn't think they would be able to come up with the money, but they did.
And I'm guessing she's got a GPS tracker on or something like that in addition.
I've not gotten that far into the article, so I don't know. It would not surprise me.
Well, you had brought up that, well, oh, if somebody's a dangerous criminal, they shouldn't be allowed to go on the loose anyway. Well, why? In that case, why have a bond? Why not abolish, you know, that you have to give somebody a bond? If we're so worried about rapists and murderers going out on the loose when they're being accused of a crime.
Well, because if you get rid of the ability of a judge to set bond, then the guy that gets picked up for having 1/10 of a gram of cannabis.
He's saying for violent crimes.
If we're concerned about that, why not just make it so on a violent crime you can't post a bond?
They have to stay in until trial is the proposal.
Yeah, right. I don't know would hold up to legal scrutiny of, now you're differentiating bail on certain conditions. You either get bail or you don't get bail, because in either case you're innocent until proven guilty.
So what do you pick? If you had the choice, bail or no bail, what would you pick?
I would abolish bail for nonviolent crimes.
And so that somebody picked up with 1/10 of a gram of cannabis winds up.
They get right out. I'm sorry, that's what I meant. Not abolish bail, but make it so they can PR out, basically personal recognizance, that there is no, they don't have to pay a bail if they've been accused of something. Of course, I want to end nonviolent crimes altogether as far as a criminal charge. But, you know, if we're talking about bail reform, that might actually, you know, get a chance of passing. But eliminating bail and just allowing anybody to walk free after they've had handcuffs slapped on them is never going to go anywhere.
Or allowing the cop to just say everybody stays in until court. Also not going to fly.
It's also a terrible concept. Hey, thanks for the discussion. I appreciate it, Stefan.
Yep.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial on in toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Now, we were talking about bail earlier and possible bail reform ideas.
Yeah, and I pulled up, I had the article pulled up, but I've read through a little bit more where the caller, Liberty Lobster slash Stefan slash Lobstertarian, called in about this woman in California that had bail set at $35 million because she was considered a flight risk because she was facing life in prison. The district attorney said, I think bail should be $100 million because she might wind up returning to China. Her family, which, you know, they're fairly wealthy, wound up raising the money to get her out. Well, she apparently was ordered to turn over her passport, wear an electronic monitor, and she's on house arrest until her trial begins in September.
Now, also, and I'm not intimately familiar with exactly how all of the details of bail work, couldn't they use some of that bail money to hire a bounty hunter? I mean, even the state. So let's say the family kicked in all $35 million, right? They didn't need to go to a bail bondsman or anything like that. And yeah, your average small-town bail bondsman sure as hell isn't going to be able to flip that kind of money anyway.
Right.
But let's say the family kicked in all $35 million. There's nothing prohibiting, that I know of, the court from saying, all right, well, we'll just hire an agent, somebody who's not part of the government. Because, you know, government agents have some level of restriction on them. But if they hire a bounty hunter and say, hey, you know, this girl just went back to Thailand or whatever, we'll give you, a cool $1 million if you can bring her back to us. Well, or $2 million or whatever. They got $35 million at
their behest. I'm also not intimately familiar with the way bounty hunters work, but generally, I believe there is, a reward, hence the term bounty.
Yep.
So it could be, you return her and the finder's fee, whatnot, is
10%.
X.
Yeah.
And I believe that money does come from the bail.
Bail. Yep, exactly. So, again, there's all these pressures to make sure that you're going to come back to court when you pay bail. I mean, ultimately, as far as the concept of bail, if it were only used in cases of people who are accused of committing violent, dangerous acts against other human beings, if it were only used for that purpose, it wouldn't be as objectionable, I don't think.
I don't think you even need to add in the terms violent and dangerous. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, people that have created a victim.
Sure.
Where the victim is not, quote-unquote, society.
I mean, if we're talking about somebody, some kid who blows up a mailbox, he probably doesn't need to have bail and, you know, sit in a jail cell. I mean, just to clarify, when I'm saying get rid of bail, I'm saying just, you know, let the person,
right,
personal recognizance out, that kind,
right,
of thing.
But, you know, if somebody breaks into the studios, yeah, while we're not here and steals all of the equipment, well, they didn't do anything violent because there was no human here when it happened, but they still created a victim.
Yep, that's
why I say remove the violent and dangerous.
All right, fair enough. Again, these are things that people could discuss as far
as... And then, you know, also, I do think that there needs to be some sort of judicial discretion, for a lack of a better term, to where, mm-hmm, you know, the judge does get to use common sense of, yeah, little Timmy and his buddies decided to run around the neighborhood hitting mailboxes with a baseball bat, pay restitution, and, right, you know, paint the neighbor's fence or whatever. You know, I'm not a fan of mandatory minimums because that takes all kinds of common sense away from the judge.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Daryl here in the studio tonight as we go to your calls and thoughts. We got D. D is on the line, and I don't know where he's calling from, and he's on Skype. Go ahead, D.
Hey there, that is me. I just got to say I love you guys and what you do. Your gifts of discernment are fantastic, and I'm hoping that you can shed some light on a concept I've been toying with over the last couple months.
Okay.
So in the world system that we have, I've got to try to make this quick. I think we incentivize madness. I think you can all agree with that. If I'm the CEO of a corporation and I want to have a successful business, I got my board of directors ahead of me, and they're responsible to my shareholders, and the shareholders don't really care what decisions that the corporation makes as long as they make their year-end returns at a plus, and the CEO doesn't get arrested for something stupid, right?
So, sure. Yep, pretty much.
So we're also living in a day and age where AI seems to be taking over. I've been looking at that a lot, and in the next 20 years, it seems like the whole world is going to be changing that way, and it's kind of scary. It looks like we're going to be either way of Star Trek or the way of the Terminator, one of the two. My thought is...
Why not both?
Yeah. My thought is, if we could somehow rework as a world, as a nation, international nation of individuals, no, forgetting sovereignty and governments and stuff, just looking at, since the power comes from currency, right? As I forget the proper quote, but, you know, show me, I don't care not who makes the laws of a kingdom, but show me who makes their currency, and let me control the currency and control the world.
Yeah, that was like one of the Rothschilds or something like
that. Yes, yes, yes. So thinking along that line, we have amazing things like Bitcoin, and all those cryptocurrencies out. We also have amazing things like Facebook. So my thought is, okay, if we made a framework as an international culture of something that was altruistic in its base, and so therefore I can, for example, talk a kid from committing suicide, and therefore I might get I might publicize that. I'm going to get 100 likes. I might put up a video of me stomping a puppy, and I'm going to get 1,000 dislikes, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But if I can monetize somehow my 100 likes, let's say for $1 each, and make a discount of all my dislikes from the same kind of system, I then, in order to prosper in this world, have to selfishly look at altruistic means to achieve it.
What you're describing sounds a lot like episode 1 of season 3 of Black Mirror, to where it was this reputation-based society, to where everybody's walking around with their app open on their smartphone, and they wave at somebody, 5-star, 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 and you would get discounts at different restaurants and grocers and whatnot for having a certain rating. And it was just complete fakeness and phoniness because everybody wanted to get the high rating, and nobody wanted to actually wind up being a real human and having real meaningful interactions with people.
Well, I think there would have to be a way to vet this concept, right? So you can't just say, hey, you're amazing, I did this. But there must be a way to vet the process in the same way I can say I got $1 million in my bank account, but if my SWIFT codes aren't aligning and everything doesn't fall in place, I obviously don't have that currency in me. And I think that comes down into the foundational principles that not only is there this altruistic process or concept that we all abide by, but there are ways to vet all of those five stars, pluses and minuses. Whether it be something as hearsay as talking a kid off a cliff, or something more real like finding a cure for cancer that doesn't get you know stolen away and hidden in some archive. That's okay. Going to be very, very.
I'm still trying to get a handle on what you're proposing. You're saying that
a Yelp for people, basically, that somehow is tied to currency, is what it sounds like to me.
So where would the money come from that people were just handing out dollars to folks that they like? Where does that come from?
So if we centralize something like a cryptocurrency, so say whether it be Bitcoin or I create a altruism coin, I'm just being stupid here. I haven't thought this all through.
Okay.
But that,
well, that's what we're doing now. So go ahead.
Yes. Whose only means of transact is by some receipt, instead of converting fiat currency to it, we must follow the mandates that's done by some guidelines, and we must succeed in that way to then get that disbursement to our personal account. Right? And therefore, I as a business owner, I run my own business or a few, I would be more than happy if I sold bagels for a buck each. I'd be more than happy to sell it for 90 cents instead of a buck. If someone comes into my bagel store and says that they did it through using this altruistic currency because I know they're having a positive influence on my environment. So we have now incentivized people to use the currency beyond convenience. We've incentivized vendors to leverage this approach more than other currencies rather than fiat, right? So, and it will be some centralized purpose. Its sole purpose, the only way to achieve it, is through some altruistic means that would have to be, and I don't know how to describe it, and I think I'll put that out to the world to describe.
Didn't you say that people would get hurt, like they would be harmed, or their account would somehow be harmed if they got downvotes?
So in essence, when I think of downvotes, so I think if I'm manufacturing a pen, right? So I make a pen, I can get, let's say, one upvote from my manufacturing process. But if I put that pen in a box that's 3 feet by 3 feet, I'm damaging the environment. So therefore, I might get a dock on my same product value because of my waste in my approach, my design approach. So I'm now incentivized to make a more efficient package and a more efficient...
So you're already incentivized to do those things. Hang on, we can continue. I think it's kind of interesting, so we'll continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.